Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
So can I talk to you about the difference between moms and dads? You know, it's strange that I live in a world where I even have to have this conversation. But we're so weirdly politically correct and hypersensitive and caught up in, I don't think it's just millennials. I think it's kind of everybody. But we're caught in this world that if you say anything that can be taken any certain way, misunderstood, then it's sexist, racist, evil. And all those sexist, racist things are compared against an ideal, an equalitarian ideal that doesn't exist in real. So what I'm going to tell you, I wrote about this some degree in a book called Glaen, G-L-A-E-N, about dating and relationships, kind of a little novella, you know, teaching novel type thing, that men and women are different. I'm letting that soak in for a second, so you're just going to have to hear this out. That they're different. They have a lot of similarities, and those similarities are super duper, but it's the distinctions that make a woman, and a man. And I'm just sorry to be the one to tell you, but you're way better off owning up to it. You know, there's a difference between tall people and short people. And it's about the height. There's a difference between people with red hair and light skin. People with dark hair and darker skin. You know, I could do the sun very easily growing up, but I had friends who would burn. If we don't acknowledge these differences without turning them into something about inferior, superior, or weird, I'm better not, we can't get anywhere. Well, here's what I mean. Children are better off with a mom and a dad who are acting like a mom and a dad. They just are. Now, if you're single, does that mean your child is doomed? No. If you are doing this in a role reverse way, does that mean your child can't grow up to be sane? No. Look, I'm not saying we can't overcome things. We're just making it harder. I mean, if you want a garden, you have to weed it, right? If you will go and spread weed seeds in your garden every few weeks, you'll make it harder for you. So my thinking is, why not respect design and just appreciate it and then make use of it? So moms and dads are different because moms have estrogen poisoning and dads have testosterone poisoning, right? And what I mean by that is these hormonal dynamics are very, very powerful, and they affect us. And they affect us even at the beginning in the womb where our brain's developing. And in the womb, basically, the effect there in that maleness dynamic is to sever the corpus callosum. That's this part that joins both brain halves. And in joining in severing it, you could say men are brain damaged, which would be technically accurate. It creates a different ability to focus, just as a rule of thumb. The way a man can watch a television will do or be in thought, they'll lock in. It's much easier for them to do that and not hear what's going on. Women tend to be more holistic in the way their brain works. And so as a result, they're much better at hearing what's going on in the back room. Something fell, something happened. I remember with Jody, she could tell the nuances in the children's play. I would hear noise, and for me, it always was like, are they upset or are they happy? Is that fun or good? Not. And she would always know, and she'd always be right. I couldn't quite tell. And I may be unique to me. That may not be a male-female thing, but it seems to be. But I do know Jody would be much better at understanding the overall sense, feelings, the overall flow, what's going on in the home school. I'm good at big pictures, but there's that nuanced part from a nurturing side that she had. And she's just softer. She feels better. My kids didn't want me to cuddle them when they were sick. I wanted to. I tried my best. but it's just not the same as mom. And yet there are other things when they might be about safety or a problem or something, they gravitate to me where they're wanting to be helped or feel safe. The way Jody and I thought about it is this. We got it from one of our mentors and work like this, that really her goal or aim was to be the leading lover in the home. And she was good at that. And so it was really about cultivating the environment of love and relational belonging and some measure of peace and chilling out on some of the, you know, conflict. So how do we create a loving environment? So she was to be the leading lover and I was to be the loving leader. Okay, I need to be loving, but in our context, and especially with my personality design, it was very clear I was more interested and responsible about leading, about where, what's a better place to be in the future? Where are we trying to get to? Very similar to how we drove across country. I would drive, and Jody was great at making sure there were snacks and towel wipes and everything we needed for the trip to go well, and books for the kids, things for them to do. And so there's that relational getting along together piece and me wanting us to get somewhere. And that in combination was what really worked. If you're a single parent, you probably need to just supplement one side of this or the other just to make it a little more complete for your kid. But that's the idea. Mom's the leading lover of the home. Dad's loving leader. If that's sexist, I'm sorry. If you want me to give you Bible verses, I could tire you. And it's just where we're coming from, and if it's helpful to you.